Welcome in. This lesson is all about resampling workflows for old school drum and bass vibes in Ableton Live, not just bouncing audio to save CPU. Resampling as a creative weapon. The whole goal is to take clean, modern sources and give them history, the little distortions, timing quirks, pitch artifacts, and glued together feel you hear in early jungle and 90s DNB. We're aiming for 165 to 172 tempo range. I'm going to sit at 170 BPM so everything feels like a proper roller. Here's the big picture before we touch anything. We're going to do a loop, bounce, chop, reprocess, rebounce. And we'll do it for three things: a break, a bass, and a stab. By the end, you'll have multiple generations of the same idea, and you'll use those generation swaps as arrangement tools. That's a very inaccurate way to build energy without constantly adding new layers. Alright. Step 0. Build a resampling rig once so you don't kill momentum later. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Print. For its input, you've got two options. You can set audio from to resampling, which grabs the master output. That's quick, but it's risky because you might accidentally bake in your master limiter, clipper, or whatever loudness stuff you've got going on. So here's the pro move. Make two group buses. One called drum bus and one called music bus. Route all drums into drum bus. Route bass and stabs and any musical bits into music bus. Now set resample print to record from the bus you actually want to print, instead of the entire master. Set monitor on resample print to off. That avoids feedback and weird doubling. And when you're ready to print, you arm that track. Hit record, and you've got instant audio. One more coaching thing. Print at a conservative level on purpose. Aim for your printed clips peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. Old sampled material wasn't always slammed on capture. You can drive it later. You can't unclip it later. Now step 1. Build a clean break source, then resample it into history. We're going to fake the concept of a classic break by programming a break-like 2-bar drum loop in a drum rack. Start with the anchors. Kick on beat 1, and a second kick on the end of 2 to get that classic push. Snare on 2 and 4. Then hats on 8ths or 16ths. Add some swing later, but first just get the pattern down. Now add 1 or 2 ghost notes. Think low snare hits that sit around 1.4 and 3.4. The exact placement can vary, but the idea is, tiny taps that imply the break is rolling forward. Next, add groove. Go to the groove pool and try an MPC 16 swing, somewhere between 57 and 63. Apply it to the clip at around 40 to 70% timing, and maybe 5 to 15% velocity. Teacher note, don't max groove amounts. Old school breaks feel swung, but the snare anchors still feel like home base. If your snare is wobbling too much, the roller loses its drive. Now on the drum bus, build a clean to old school chain using stock devices. First, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to clean sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 250 to 400. And if you want it to feel punchy, before we degrade it, a small boost somewhere like 3 to 7 kHz can help the crack and hat definition. Then drum bus, drive anywhere from 5 to 20%, crunch around 10 to 35. Boom can be tempting, but be careful 0 to 20% tops, and only if the low end still behaves. Adjust damp so your hats don't turn into fizzy sand. Then saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Optional. A little color emphasis around 200 Hz for thickness or around 3 kHz for bite. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Only aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flatten. Cool. Now do our first print. Arm resample print. Record 2 to 4 bars of that loop. Consolidate the recording and name it something like Break GDN 1170. That's your first generation. Think of it as, you've just created your own sample from your own drums. Now step 2. Chop like a break editor, then resample again. This is where it starts to feel like jungle. Take Break Gen 1170, right-click, and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. Use the built-in slicing preset or transients. You'll get a drum rack full of slices, each slice mapped to a MIDI note. Now program a 2-bar MIDI clip using those slices. The rule is, keep the main snare hit stable on 2 and 4. That's your anchor. Then use 1 to 3 slices for ghost notes and little fills. And here's your classic turnaround. At the end of bar 2, do a quick retrig 1/16th or 1/32nd stutter just to signal we're looping, but it's alive. Teacher tip. Velocity is the secret sauce. Ghost hits should feel like they're inside the break, not layered on top. If your ghost notes are too loud, It'll sound like modern programming again. Now add sampler era pitch and time moves. Old school editors pitched samples constantly, and because early sampling workflows often tied pitch and time together, you got those crunchy transient changes. Try transposing the whole MIDI clip up or down by 3 semitones max, either direction, or pitch only a few slices. For example, pitch kickish slices down 2 semitones, pitch hattish slices up 1. You'll hear the brick start to shift character, like it's been handled. Now reprint it. Record 4 to 8 bars of your edited break performance back to audio. Consolidate, and name it Break Gen 2 Edited. At this point your loop has hands. It's no longer a static drum rack pattern, it's an audio performance you can treat like a record. Step 3. Degradation. Final. Tape. Sampler vibes without third-party plugins. The key is controlled dirt, not destruction. On Break Gen 2 Edited, add Redux, lightly, bit reduction around 10 to 14 bit, downsample 1.2 to 2.5, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 30%. If you hear the transients turn into brittle glass, you've gone too far. Back it off, then auto-filter for era tone. Use low-pass 12 dB mode, pull the cutoff down into the 10 to 16 kHz area until it stops sounding modern. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 for thickness. Optionally add erosion, wide noise mode, 4 to 8 kHz, tiny amount like 0.2 to 1.5, and again keep dry slash wet subtle, maybe 5 to 15%. It's not supposed to scream noise. It's supposed to whisper. I've been copied a few times. Quick mono management. Keep low end centered. If your live version has bass mono and utility, use it. Otherwise, just be mindful with EQ and stereo effects. Now, if you want a true resampling workflow, print that again and call it Break Gen 3 Grit. That's the multiple generations magic. Stacking light processing across prints often sounds more authentic than one extreme plugin chain. Extra coaching note. Keep a Gen ledger so you don't get lost. Name clips with generation, pitch, and warp choice if relevant, like Break G2-Sext Beats. Intermediate projects get messy fast, and this keeps you decisive. Now step 4. Resample a rolling respace into audio so it feels glued and performed. Create a res using Waveatable or Operator. In Waveatable, 2 saw oscillators, detune them slightly. Add a little unison 2 to 4 voices and set to tune around 10 to 25. Then auto-filter low pass 24 dB, cut off somewhere between 200 and 900 Hz, and automate that cutoff so it moves across the phrase. Add drive 3 to 8 on the filter for thickness. After that, saturator again. Analog clip. 3 to 8 dB drive, soft clip-on, and optionally a subtle chorus ensemble to give it width and wobble. Amount 10 to 25% with a slow rate. Now do the essential D&B thing. Split sub and mid. Duplicate the bass track. One is bass sub, one is bass mid. On the sub track, make it clean. Operator with a sine or triangle, low pass around 80 to 110 Hz. On the mid track, high pass around 90 to 120 so it's not fighting the sub. Group both into a bass bus. Write a 4 or 8 bar bass line. Leave space. Old school bass lines breathe. You want the drums to speak too. Now print the bass bus into resample print. Record the whole 8 bars and consolidate it into one clip. Bass print 8 bar. Here's the fun part. Once it's audio, you'll start doing edits you probably wouldn't do in MIDI. Nudge it slightly for swing. Warp it gently. Reverse tiny chunks as callouts. Use fade handles to make click-free chops. Make micro-mutes. You can even do little bad timing slips that feel human and dangerous in a good way. Warp strategy matters here. If you transpose the bass and you want that classic pitch changes time vibe, try re-pitch warp mode. It's one of the easiest ways to get authentic old sampling behavior inside Ableton. Optional pro trick. When you print the mid-bass, put a utility set to mono before printing. Then after it's audio, you can reintroduce stereo with subtle chorus or micro delay. Result, tighter translation and more controlled width. Now step 5, resample stabs and hits like a rave record. Make a simple stab source on a MIDI track using analog or Waveatable. Play a minor chord stab something like F minor, so F, AB, C. Set the envelope for fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and medium release so it tails a little. Add a bit of reverb, 1.2 to 2.5 seconds decay. 10 to 25% wet. Add ping-pong delay on an eighth per dotted eighth. Feedback 15 to 35%. We're making that classic stab in a space vibe. Now print a few hits into audio. Name it Stab Print. Then treat it like a found sample. Warp mode. Beats can keep it punchy. Texture can give you that weird cheap time stretch haze. Try transposing down 5 or 7 semitones for darker weight. Add auto filter sweep automation for movement. And if it's too clean compared to your break, just a touch of Redux helps it live in the same universe. Placement rule. Use stabs sparingly. One hit at bar 1 or bar 5, maybe a turnaround hit near the end of a phrase. If you spam stabs, it stops feeling like a sampled record and starts feeling like a plugin demo. Now step 6, arrangement. Let's turn this into a proper old-school 16 to 32 bar roller with phrase logic. Here's a reliable 32 bar layout you can follow. Bars 1 to 8. Intro or tease. Use a filtered break. Low pass the break down so it's more like 6 to 10 kHz. Bring in distant stab echoes. No sub yet, or keep the sub extremely light. This creates that DJ-friendly mix-in zone. Bars 9 to 16. Drop 1. Full break and full bass. Add 1 stab every 4 bars. At the end of bar 16, do a fill. Quick chop and maybe a crash. Bars 17 to 24. Variation. This is where generation swaps are gold. Swap from GEN2 to GEN3, or switch to your IRB or edited break print if you made 2 performances. You can also add a short bass answer phrase, one bar that does something special, then back to the groove. Bars 25 to 32, turnaround and second drop energy. Do a one bar drum mute or fake tape catch. You can do this without a plugin. Duplicate a one bar drum print before the drop. Set warp to repitch. Automate transpose down over the last half bar. Add a short fade out, then hard cut into the full energy return. Bring it back with maybe an extra hat layer or ride for level 3 energy. Teacher framework. Think in a 3-level energy grid for drums. Level 1 is kick, snare, light hat. Level 2 is full break print. Level 3 is full break plus extra top loop or ride plus fills. If you map sections to those levels, the tune breathes without you adding a million elements. Now quick common mistakes to avoid as you do this. Don't resample the master with a limiter or clipping chain on unless you intentionally want that baked loudness. Keep a clean, safety master for generating samples. If you want a hyped master vibe, make a separate vibe print path like a print master track or special routing and only print through it on purpose. Don't overdo redux or erosion. Subtle and stacked across generations beats obliteration. Don't lose groove discipline. Keep snare anchors stable. High pass your break. This audio version is shortened for playback.